I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, January 17th. Currently, with freezing fog, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.81. The dew point is 28 degrees. And the current visibility due to the fog is 0.15 miles. We are under a winter storm warning that will be taking effect today at 6 p.m. It'll run till January 19th at noon. All of your severe weather reports, closings, and delays are brought to you by the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:05. Time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. An aggravated battery suspect is wanted in a southwest Kansas area. J.P. Pizzette has more.
Officers are looking for 39-year-old Joel Chattis of Swallow Water for his involvement in a stabbing that occurred on January 14th in Garden City. Chattis stabbed a 35-year-old victim during a verbal altercation and fled the scene before officers arrived. Chattis was last seen wearing a red plaid shirt with black vest, blue jeans, and cowboy boots. He's approximately 5'8", 220 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. If you have info, call the Garden City PD.
Police are investigating a gas station shooting on North Broadway in Wichita that seriously hurt a 28-year-old man. An employee was rendering aid to the suspect when police got there. The employee said the man was shot after not complying with orders to leave the premises. The Hutchinson Post said the suspect physically attacked two employees and one pulled a handgun. The victims are fully cooperating with detectives in that investigation. Anyone with tips can contact Wichita police. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to a social media report from law enforcement authorities in Atwood, they're investigating after gas pump skimmers were found in the city of Atwood. The skimming device is used to capture the magnetic strip information that contains a customer's personal information, name, and credit card number. Atwood police stated that these skimmers are attached inside of the gas pumps, which makes them undetectable to the customers or store employees. So they recommend that when purchasing gas to pay with cash or credit card inside if possible. However, if you must pay at the pump, police ask that you look closely at the gas pump for any signs of tampering. Look to see if the lock has any visible damage or if the gas pump door appears to have been pried on, and check the safety seals near the lock to make sure they're intact and there's not been tampered with. If you see signs of tampering, notify the store immediately. If you see anyone that appears to be acting suspicious around or tampering with gas pumps, call 911 or your local police department. The Kansas Highway Patrol, like most law enforcement agencies, is struggling to fill openings, and as state lawmakers disagree about some of the reasons behind the issue, a new bill could change who the department reports to, because some Republican legislators say the department isn't able to recruit or retain officers due to the department's leadership, and they're trying to change it. Captain Mitch Clark of the Kansas Highway Patrol told state lawmakers about the struggles the department is facing when it comes to recruiting and keeping troopers, as right now the Kansas Highway Patrol says it's down 52 officers from the max it's funded for and had only 15 graduates in 2022. The Kansas Highway Patrol received a pay raise in 2022 that Clark says should help with recruiting for upcoming classes. However, he also said the Highway Patrol isn't alone because this is a national crisis. Clark blames low pay and other issues for the shortage of recruits, but state leaders think something else, leadership. Republicans aren't happy with how the department has been run under its current superintendent, Herman Jones, since he was appointed in 2019 by Governor Kelly. And that's why Representative Stephen Owens has introduced a bill that would move the Kansas Highway Patrol from under the governor to the attorney general, with Owens saying it's quite obvious that there needs to be a leadership change. After the presentation, senators on the Transportation Committee said they're mixed on that move, and Owens said that there should be hearings on his bill over the next few weeks. The Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, or LEAP, implemented in the state by the Kansas Department for Children and Families, allows peace of mind and financial assistance to families struggling to pay their heating bills during cold winter months. Department for Children and Families Secretary Laura Howard said LEAP has helped Kansas communities stay warm for many years, and it's an important and valued support program provided to families during cold winter Kansas winters. To receive assistance, applicants must apply on the Department for Children and Family website at dcf.ks.gov and click on the Apply for Services tab, or you can apply in person, and you need to be eligible according to the qualifications. The applications became available January 3rd and must be received by 5 p.m. on March 31st. To qualify, households must have an adult at the address that is responsible for the heating costs of the home, and applicants must be able to prove a recent history of payments on the energy bill within the past 3 months, along with being at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. The one-time assistance payment is determined by household income, the number of people living at the address, the type of dwelling, and the type of heating fuel. Funding for LEAP is provided by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Community Service through their Federal Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. The State Finance Council approved a total of $374 million in COVID-19 relief funds for broadband infrastructure and adoption, the modernization and improvement of government services, economic development, and health and education initiatives recommended by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee. Governor Kelly said she wanted to thank the bipartisan State Finance Council and everyone who participated in the SPARK process for helping to ensure these relief dollars are invested as effectively and efficiently as possible. The SPARK Executive Committee met on December 20th to consider program design proposals for COVID-19 relief funding recommended by the committee in September. The Executive Committee reviewed the proposals and recommended programming to distribute $374 million in federal coronavirus relief funds allocated to Kansas through the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, of March of 2021. Kansas House Speaker Ron Reichman said the program that was approved will make catalytic investments in critical care of need that will position Kansas for future success. He said from broadband to economic development, these programs will provide funding to Kansas communities that will be impactful for years to come. The portfolio of approved funding includes investments in competitive grant programs in the four SPARK advisory panel areas: connectivity, efficiency and modernization, health and education, and economic revitalization. More details on the competitive grant programs will be available from the administrating agencies by the end of February. In Nebraska news, according to a news release from the Nebraska State Patrol, law enforcement authorities are investigating two Arizona men after locating approximately 50,000 suspected fentanyl pills during a traffic stop on Interstate 80 near Aurora. Just after 8:30 a.m. on January 12th, a trooper observed an eastbound Toyota Tacoma improperly pass a semi. During the traffic stop, the trooper became suspicious of criminal activity, and a search of the vehicle then revealed several bags of suspected fentanyl pills located inside the tailgate of the pickup. The total number of pills was approximately 50,000, weighing more than 11 pounds, and troopers also found small amounts of suspected cocaine and methamphetamine. The driver, Jesus Quinnos, 27, and passenger, Danielle Alvalar, 44, both of Phoenix, Arizona, were arrested on requested charges of possession of controlled substances and possession with intent to deliver, and both were housed in the Hamilton County Jail. Two Nebraska men died in a plane crash on Wednesday. Nemaha County Sheriff Brent Lohman said the county received a call at about 11 p.m. Wednesday that the plane had left Lincoln for the Auburn Airport and had not returned to Lincoln as expected. Dustin Beegler, 41, of Valparaiso, a student pilot who grew up in McCook, Nebraska, and instructor Colton Hill, 24, of Kearney, were killed in the crash of a Cessna 150 about a mile south of the Auburn Airport. Hill also has relatives in the McCook area. The University of Nebraska at Kearney said in a release on Thursday that Hill graduated from the school in May with a degree in aviation systems management with an emphasis in flight operations. He was also a pitcher on the 2018 Looper baseball team. The National Transportation and Safety Board is investigating the crash. Robert and Lovita Proctor of Aurora were reported as missing to the Aurora Police Department on Saturday morning. Robert is 89 years old, 5'9", and around 145 pounds, and he's reported to have a cobra tattoo on his right forearm. 93-year-old Lovita Proctor is 5'3". She has blue eyes and a New England Patriots tattoo on her right arm. The family said they were last seen in Grand Island on Thursday, and they were driving a blue 2007 Chrysler Pacifica with Nebraska Navy military-issued plates with the number 1030. Aurora police are asking that if anyone sees the car or the couple, to call 911, and if anyone has leads, to call 402-694-5815. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting for the Board of Education of Unified School District 211 that was held on Monday, January 9th at 7 p.m., the regular meeting of the Board of Education for USD 211 was called to order at the Alice Tweed Center by President Jennifer Miller, and six members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy said that they have already started interviewing teachers for next year to try to fill positions early. And he also reported that they're still looking into the damages at the high school from the water break on Christmas Day. He said that he appreciates the quick response from the custodial staff and their hard work to clean it up. Representing the Social Studies Department, Eisenhower Elementary School teacher Andrea Rowland gave a presentation on the Young Ameritown of Kansas. She teaches the fifth grade class of financial literacy curriculum, followed by a field trip to Young Ameritown in Lenora, Kansas, where the students get a real job, earn a paycheck, and are able to spend money. She said the students enjoyed the activities, and they also learned different life skills. Superintendent Roy asked the Board of Education for volunteers for the calendar committee, and John Granberry volunteered. Superintendent Roy then asked the Board of Education for volunteers for the negotiation committee, with Michael Terry previously volunteering, and Dina Winty and Sean Katz agreeing to serve. Principal Kieswetter reported that the JAG-K program has been a great addition, with over 50 kids participating. He said they're grateful for the support from the community, and he's also very proud of the participation in work-based learning and forensics. He spoke of some of the upcoming events leading up to graduation on May 14th, and Principal Kieswetter thanked the community for supporting school activities and events. Principal Johnson gave an update on enrollment numbers and the new bell schedule at the junior high. He reported that the students will start STEM activities during AP classes to foster problem-solving, communication, resilience, and the general feel of bravery to try something new. And he reported that 53 students participated in the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge on December 7th. He said that the winter sports participation numbers. Principal Murray expressed gratitude for the JAG-K class and their support and involvement at the elementary school, and also to the students involved in work study at the elementary. She reported the enrollment numbers and spoke on upcoming events. Jennifer Miller gave an update of last month's NCK-SEC board meeting. After an executive session to discuss personnel matters pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under KOMA, the board returned to open meeting at 8:05 p.m., and a motion was made by Sean Katz and seconded by Jamie Amlong to accept the resignation of Kendra Daniels as the board clerk. The motion carried 6-0. A motion was made by Jamie Amlong and seconded by Ryan Katz to accept the nominations of Melissa Granberry as high school girls wrestling aide, Linda Mask as the Eisenhower Elementary School cook, and Gina Riley as the temporary board clerk. The motion carried 6-0. President Miller then adjourned the meeting at 8:06 p.m. This January, the American Red Cross and Pro Football Hall of Famer and blood donor Peyton Manning are asking people to score big for patients in need while getting a chance to win a trip to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona by giving blood. And you can step off the sidelines now and resolve to donate blood by visiting redcrossblood.org, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule a time to give. And in partnership with the National Football League, those who come to give blood platelets or plasma January 1st or the 31st will be automatically entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. There is an upcoming donation opportunity here in Norton tomorrow, Wednesday, January 18th, at the Norton County 4-H Building, 126 East Park Street, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Western bean bake, cheese stick, corn, pears, cornbread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded chicken sandwich, corn, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be pepperoni pizza, salad, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools: at 5:30 p.m., the Eisenhower Elementary School Site Council, and at 6 p.m., the MCL Varsity Girls Basketball Quarterfinals in Hoxie. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there is patchy fog before 8-9 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 43 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming east in the afternoon. For tonight, expect rain and snow, becoming all snow after 3 a.m., with a low around 25 and an east wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90% tonight, with new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. On Wednesday, snow, mainly before 4 p.m., with a high near 30, and it will be blustery with an east wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, becoming north in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation on Wednesday is 90%, with new snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. On Wednesday night, there's a 40% chance of snow showers before midnight. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy, with a low around 17 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we don't want a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 35. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 34. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 34. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 37. And on Monday, there's a 20% chance of snow. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 31. Currently, with freezing fog, it is 30 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. We are under a winter storm warning that will be taking effect today, January 17th, until 6 p.m. And it'll go and stay in effect until January 19th at midnight. Also, the current visibility is 0.15 miles. All of your severe weather reports, closings, and delays are brought to you by the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:23.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers. purr machines and love bugs and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castro. Kansas State is set for one of their bigger matchups of this regular season as they have their first matchup against Kansas coming up on Tuesday night in Manhattan, Kansas. And head coach Jerome Tang met with the media and he discussed one of the bigger parts of Kansas' team is their point guard in Dewan Harris. This will match up with Marquise Noel. And Tang discussed what he sees out of Harris.
Somebody said it the other day that he might be the most underrated player in the country. And I firmly agree with that. I mean, you can't speed him up. He makes the right decisions. He makes the team better. When he's not on the floor, they're not as efficient offensively. And so, all the credit in the world to that young fella, right? Like, betting on himself and going in and just buying in and working really, really hard. And every year he gets better and he adds a little something more to his game. It's credit to him. And he's fun to watch, not fun to prepare for.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We've been hearing about the storm systems that have been inundating California, and one of those is going to be making its way in the northern and central plains later on today, tonight, and into tomorrow. Folks in northwestern Kansas and around Colby, Goodland, and St. Francis will be under a winter storm warning late this afternoon, tonight, and into tomorrow, where we may see an excess of 6 inches of snow. 1 to 2 inches of snow more likely in north-central Kansas, from Concordia to about Hiawatha, and that is where a winter weather advisory goes into effect. In northwestern Kansas, clouding up today with a high in the upper 30s, accumulating snow tonight and into tomorrow, our low in the mid-20s. A winter weather advisory for the extreme north-central part of Kansas, fog this morning with a high today in the upper 40s and a wintry mix tonight. In northeast Kansas, today's high in the upper 40s with rain after midnight. Cooler with a high in the upper 40s in southwestern Kansas. For south central Kansas, sunny with a high in the upper 50s, near 60 in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early